Welcome, listeners, to Bruin Radio Interviews, an hour-long interview show brought to you by the students and staff of the Brookings Harbor High School in partnership with Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. Content for this program is provided by the Brookings Harbor High School.
This is Bruin News with Bridget Mitchell and Mr. Merritt, here with Mr. Masanovic.
So, Mr. Masanovic, I'm so glad you came to interview with us. We're excited to talk to you today and find out more about you. You are a fantastic teacher here at Brookings Harbor High School, and so we're going to ask you a few questions, and we're excited about that.
Good.
So,
thank you.
First question, can you tell us a little bit about your education?
Okay, about my education, if I started from former Yugoslavia, Bosnia, I got a bachelor's degree in chemical technology engineering. It was my bachelor's degree. And I worked like engineer 1 year, and I decided to be teacher, high school teacher. In my country, it was different than here. They required 1 year to go to school, one year to finish classes, educational classes, psychology, pedagogy, and some extra classes. And I decided to work in school, and I finished everything. I got a certificate, teacher certificate for high school. And I taught students from 9 to 12th grade. And at the same time, for 1 year, I taught students, first year college, same student, because they prepared at that time, they had good opportunity to work in company and got a job and good opportunity for them. And I was like, not a leader. Like counselor, and I talk to them, and they got a job, yeah. And for seven years, I work in high school. My first job was in capital city, Sarajevo. It was, the school was Braća Ribar, brother, fisher like this, and chemical school of chemistry when I started first.
It was a school of chemistry?
School of chemistry before chemical school, yes, for 4 years they changed.
And that was in Sarajevo?
In Sarajevo, capital city.
Wow.
I worked for
my
first job was for 6 months I worked over there. Mm-hmm. And I told students same something about chemistry and about technology, same about technology at that time, and part chemistry, technology, everything. And I had opportunity to be over there same, but not sure for apartment, for house, because big difference than here.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, for example, working over there for 10 years, I have opportunity to go to a free house or something. Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't have opportunity. At that time, I decided to move to my, close to my city in Bijeljina, when I lived, and I worked for 7 years. I was a high school teacher, same. And, but suddenly my country went to war.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time I fled to Germany, and my student helped me, saying to save life and everything. And thank
you, Mr. Masanovic. What was it like living in a country that went to war like that, where war broke out in that area?
Do you know? I tell you that maybe you are lucky. You are in America here, and you don't know how is looking everything, how is war. I predict before went to war, months early, we predict war is coming. And it was very dangerous between students. Suddenly, it was fiction about religion. No, it's not true. They I don't know how they make this, because the students like each other and normal life, we have good life, but suddenly war came. This politics more about this. And not easy feeling. At same time, at that time, I was now, you need to know, same that I was community leader. They decided me to be community leader. 6,000 people was my community.
Wow.
I was
wow.
one of leader, last leader before went to war. And I had big trouble about this. Same, some opposite side, they are against me.
Mm-hmm.
They are against my group, people. And we had group, it's true, one group, we are from America, second part from Russia.
Mm.
And normal, I was I like America, and everybody want to change something. It was, I cannot explain how it's dangerous. Dangerous because panic of people, panic everybody, panic they don't know what doing, and they prepare for war that we didn't know what kind of war is coming. And suddenly came a war, and I'm only, it's hard for me to tell you about students how they lost life for nothing, for war. I miss one of my students, he was like my son, same, I miss him, same. He perished.
What was his name?
His name Mitchell. Mitchell, and he perished. I was, at that time, I was in Netherlands. Because from when I fled to Germany, I tried to find job. But some people kept me and said, come to us and go to Netherlands to work. And I worked with some group of people. This was like something, some play for kids. They like park, Luna Park or something similar.
This was and in the Netherlands?
In Netherlands, yes.
Ah.
I from Germany, because I came in Germany.
Yes.
No paper, everything. We didn't know at that time because of one of my friends. He helped me and my, I forgot to tell you. The English teacher, he was my cousin. And together we escaped. We left to Germany. We fled to Germany direct. From Germany, after that, no job, nothing, to Netherlands. In Netherlands, 1 month I was over there. But in Netherlands, I heard about it. It was May 6, I remember, 1992. I heard about my student that he perished. Yeah. Mm. And many students, perished. It was hard for me, and I decided, I was in Germany. In Germany,
yes.
In Germany, I first, when I came, I organized school.
Hmm.
I organized school for a refugee from Bosnia.
You did?
And yes.
So you helped to organize that?
Yes, I'm one who started to help. Yeah, because in Viernheim, in Germany, when I lived this close to Mannheim, Stuttgart, maybe you know Stuttgart, Frankfurt, if you mention, but name in Viernheim, small place. And, you know, and I organized school, and I worked with government in Germany, German government, and school is working almost 1 year. I worked with students from first grade to 12th grade, same, because one class was over 30 students, yeah. And it was combination class the first time for me, and I taught math, science and English, Bosnian language. And they have transferred some credit, some in high school mostly. And after 1 year, the company from Hanau, they called me to be journalist. They said that good for me to be journalist, and I need to write everything about school, about everything, how it's going. And my experience, I didn't have experience to be journalist, yeah. Mm-hmm. But step by step, I overcome because one journalist, she was doctor, I forget her name, she was doctor about sociology, I think.
Sociology.
Yes. And journalist, same. She had experience, and she worked for company, for a newspaper company. And I started to work, and I wrote article about how to help students in Bosnia during the war. How to organize school in Germany. And direct, I worked with the government, same. Government, they know. I have good experience. For 5 years, I was a journalist. I wrote article about everything. We help students in Bosnia, teacher in Bosnia. And I want to tell you a true story. For 5 years, we sent a lot of food, school material, and it was bad things because some Red Cross, we worked with Red Cross, all churches, Catholic Church, yeah, number one, they started first, and all churches, they help us. And we had truck by truck, go to Bosnia. I was one, and my group with me, but they trust me to write everything. For example, now truck is coming from here, maybe 500 kilograms, some food or something, and I sent everything. When they receive in Bosnia, in school, everything, mostly from school, they gave to me information, return information, and I gave to them what happened, everything clear. The best, I worked with one professor, Dr. Richter, Fritz Richter. Mm-hmm. He's one who worked with me, and I was very happy to work with him, because he said that honestly everything is true. And plus we help students around, children without parents. In Tuzla, Slavinovic, 10,000 students, 10,000 kids was without parents.
Without parents?
Without 10, parents. 10,000? 10,000 at that time was around because they lost during the war in Srebrenica, in Bosnia.
What do you even do with 10,000 children without parents?
No parents, because you know what happened in Srebrenica. Maybe you know about Srebrenica. 8,000 people, they killed the military of Milosevic.
Uh-huh.
And they killed 8,000 people, and around more they miss because war. And everybody helped, but we are part. I'm part of help. And Mr. Richter, he was over there. And now I need to write book, everything. He knows only that I did, what he did, or they did, German people. German people help us too much. I work with school. Couple district in Mannheim and around the Mannheim, and same I wrote articles about how to help students about food, and they same they wrote article about me, how we are working everything. Mm-hmm. But anytime you know my successful one things, how to help people around me. Because when I worked anytime, if somebody asked me, you organize everything, I said no. They are around me. They help me. Without the people, I will never do this. Mm-hmm. I will never do because they help me. And more with other people. Mm-hmm. And German, people from Germany. But I want to tell you that teacher, all the world same, I think. They have same Muslim. They want to help. Maybe some percentage extra put out. But they want to help. And I'm thankful to all schools in Germany, Mannheim and around Mannheim, Frankfurt, Stuttgart, they know everything and place around how they help students and teacher at that time. Because students help students, student to student and teacher to teacher. And they meet after the war, they meet each other. Now we have doctor who is for, he's doctor in biology and he's working at the university in Tuzla. He knows he was with us. He came at that time and all information he gave to me, right. And he met especially he met German people from Germany and schools. Okay. It was combination, very honest. We said, I cannot explain how many trucks for 5 years. I have newspaper, everything with me, what I wrote, what they wrote, I show you. I have lot of things. Mm. I need to prepare especially, my goal is to write about everything, all teacher and all the schools who help us, especially Dr. Richter, Professor Richter, Fritz Richter, how he did, yeah.
Do you keep in contact with people from that time?
Yes, I will contact with Richter. For a couple of years we didn't have contact, but for some people I have contact. I'll tell you later. Yeah, and for rest, I have contact. They wanted to see me, and I'll go over there to meet people. And they expected from me to write book. Dr. Richter, he told me 500 pages here. After that, when I came in Germany, I came in America, and he was in the... He supported the kids without parents for 10,000 people. I always continue. And he sent letter to me, and he said, sorry that you are in America now. We had meeting now with a leader, I think, from some couple politician. He meet and he mentioned my name, and he said, you are not here, and they want to see you, how we did and everything. And I said, okay, one day I will write book now. Now he said around 500 pages he will give to me extra what he did after me, they mine. And I want to write about him, and I will do everything.
I would love to read your book.
And you will see many things what we did. It's reality and people around me. We did really good, it's true. And I have newspaper here, a lot of newspaper copy what I did with them, what they did. But without people and good organization, I cannot do myself anything. You know, I was only they trusted me, and I said, okay, I need trusted people saying, trust people who will work with me, and we work very, very well. And I was happy, I'm glad that I escaped from war. Last moment, yes, 2 days early, I left.
Yeah, 2 days before?
Many things happened, yeah, but I... 2 days before, yes.
I love what you say, what you said about teachers around the world. I think that's true. I think teachers around the world are the same. They want to help people.
Yes.
They want to help their students. They do everything they can to help them. And that's so great to hear that from you, that was your experience. Wherever you went, that teachers were
true,
supporting
yeah.
each other.
In Germany, for example, I met people, physics, and math teacher, and all teachers, I talked to them, and they, for example, sometimes 12 o'clock night, they came to my and said, we have truck here, we have some material for Bosnia, we will send. They are very happy, and some teacher from Bosnia, for example, sent the letter to German teacher, and said, I need something, please, if you can help me. And they are very happy to help. And all teachers, I recognize, they will help not only students, all the people they like to help. We have some, I cannot explain, some in Bosnia, bad teacher who did some bad things during the war because he was drinking too much alcohol.
Mm.
But rest in general, same. I think all the world, same.
Yeah.
Teacher wants to help students. And they are very happy if they see the student has success in life,
mm-hmm.
and help. And everything what happened, good things or bad things, teacher is very happy to help if need some help or if said progress, how is good. For example, my situation in Germany. When I came in Germany, my students, I didn't predict about him that he'll be successful. He was successful in Germany, and he has some construction line. And he called me, come to work and be only here. I don't know how to work, and see, only bring paper and be around.
But he's very successful in
yes.
Germany.
Oh, yes, everything is possible. This one
amazing.
Example, I don't know, it's complete, but it's true. And I don't know, in Germany, do you want here? I came in America.
Mr. Masanovic, what were some of the rules that you lived by as a journalist?
Do you know the rules? I want to tell you. I organized school for 1 year, and I was thinking continue to work with it. And somebody called me and said, please, you can help more here if you be a journalist and organize everything, and you will help people more if you do this. Although I was close to school, one teacher came from Bosnia, same, and I gave to her everything, and I said, I'll be close to you, and I will help you. But to be journalist, yeah, rule to be journalist, at that time, you know, from my country, especially people from Bosnia, you need to know same one things. We, people from Bosnia, we are Bogumili. Bogumili is old tradition of religion, Christian religion. They change everything. They change during the many things around them. And they didn't like education, I want to tell you.
So who can you clarify that a little bit? So
yes.
So religion played into this, and then also which group didn't like education?
Bogumili, yes. This traditional Bogumili. They are traditional, but they change.
That's a traditional culture.
Traditional, yes.
Traditional group? Is it a culture? Is it a...
Oh, but they disappear anymore. No more, do you understand?
No more?
This?
Okay.
No more. They disappear, but we are root. I'm root.
Okay, got it.
This.
Okay.
Yeah,
now
yeah
I
you
think
need
I
to know. Root from this. And they mostly didn't like because during the occupation, some occupation before was from Germany, from Austria, they mostly they lived in mountain,
mm-hmm.
and they don't like education. During the Serbian Yugoslavia, they didn't like and they don't.
They didn't
they
want
don't like
people
education.
To
yeah.
tell them what their children should learn.
Yes.
Things like that. Stay away from us. Let
yeah,
us.
This is all Bogumili. But mm-hmm. I live in special city, good city, that I took education and same people, some people. Same. They are taking. They took education, but what? I am one of education. They like the Bogumili. Yes, this old long story.
Why do you think it is that they didn't like education?
They didn't like education because somebody took country. Somebody came, and now what happened? I have my country, and somebody came and said, "Yes, you must study to learn a Turkey language, you need to learn Arabic or something, or you need to learn German language." And I said, "No, it's my country." He said, "Okay, you need to follow me. If no, normal, oh, what will happen?" Okay. Yeah, and it's reason that we miss everything. This is
right. So they distrusted people who were outside occupiers and didn't want to learn what they were trying to force them to learn.
Yes.
I understand.
So they saw a forcing factor going on to them, forcing them into learning something in their own country, and they're saying, they're pretty much pushing against them going, "No, I will not learn any of this."
Mm-hmm. Yes, they don't like it. It was one of reasons that many things change, and many people cannot understand in Bosnia what happened before. Although, if we see, we have, for example, we have relatives with all Bosnia. In Bosnia is mixed everything, but we have from Serbia, Croatia people saying they came. We are some part of relatives saying, but somebody maybe moved to some religion different, and they change everything. But this Bogumili, what I tell you, it's my only route that I know about it. But we didn't know before. We didn't learn in school.
So
now we know everything.
Putting this back into journalism, are you saying that when the rules are being sensitive towards religions and stuff like that?
Oh, before.
Yeah,
yes.
Before. In journalism, you had to be a little bit sensitive towards things such as religion and beliefs. Was that one of the rules that you had for journalism?
I didn't know we didn't have rules. Huh?
Oh. It sounds like you were mostly writing articles that would help other people figure out how to help Bosnian children or children who had left or refugee children.
Yeah, the children
is that?
Good question. What rule? Children who are in Bosnia already, they cannot escape. We have thousands students over there. They were in basement.
Mm? Oh,
they
study
in basement and teach over there. But in Germany, no, we don't need to help because they have from government everything.
Okay.
From government, no, in Germany, only in Bosnia during the war.
So were you writing about how to arrange a school, how to things like that, or what were you writing about?
Oh, I wrote, for example, now, how school, we had meeting district school in Germany, and they want to help students and teacher in Bosnia. Mm. And I'm in meeting, and I'm looking at everything, and I wrote everything what they are doing, and said, yes, we want to help now, it's war in Bosnia. And we have difficult situation, we have picture, video, everything, and we want to send help. And they have, for example, meeting, and they prepare everything what they prepare, money or everything. Mm-hmm. I wrote everything.
Oh, okay.
And I wrote, yes, the principal of school, he wants to help, and the community from Germany saying they want to send. And I wrote everything, and we had documentation, they sent to Bosnia. From Bosnia, we had teacher or principal, who send information.
So you were doing a lot of communication.
Communicating
with them, with the schools in Bosnia, and then, or with people in Bosnia, and then they were communicating back.
Yes, so and in Germany, saying from Germany, they helping the students help to students and teacher to teacher, same. And same old people.
People were trying to teach children in basements?
But no better solution.
Wow. Hmm.
No better, I think
I can't even imagine what that would be like.
I have some picture here. Some, not all, but mostly, yes, the basement and the war and working. I was out, but the teacher, he told me, he told me everything what happened. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's dangerous stress for students. They have a lot of stress, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was help from Germany, from German students and teacher help Bosnia, in Bosnia during the war. It was a long time, five years almost. I have all documentation of everything. I have newspaper and you know, Germany.
How did you end up coming to Brookings?
Oh, Brookings is maybe a long story, yeah, how I came here.
Well, I want to tell you, before you tell the story, that there is that Mr. Gonzalez, who works at he's the assistant principal at the middle school, he tells the story of when you arrived at Brookings Harbor High School with nothing but a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to that point?
Oh, here, when I came,
yes.
I meet him, yeah?
Yeah.
I meet him first. Do you know about Brookings? I got a job, yeah? Because I came in Brookings. Honestly, to tell you why, because I had around five school district interview at that time, and it was good opportunity to catch job in some. Mm-hmm. And maybe two, maybe yes, no. But the principal from high school now, Mrs. Diane, mm-hmm. when I contacted her, yes, it's true, and two people interviewed by Skype.
Yeah.
You were one. When I saw him, I saw Mrs. Diane, and we talked. When we talked, my first impression was the second school forget, and from Beaverton forget everything. No, nothing, only here. Mm-hmm. Come here, because I trust Mrs. Diane and Mrs. Dane, yeah? You interview, yes. And when I saw I'll be only work here, and I decide to come here fast to see through everything, mm-hmm. yes, Mrs. Diane, she said I need to check, you know, who am I, to talk with somebody, and I think she met a doctor, one teacher, he was principal, and he gave good recommendation for me, mm-hmm. because I worked with him for 3 years almost. I was TA. I was TA at that time, not teacher. Mm-hmm. And I catch when I came here, yes, Gonzalez first. He was here with his son. And I came here to see how he's working, everything. He's both, he said yes. And he's one who provided to me motel.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know where to go, how
yeah.
to sleep and everything.
Yes.
And he's the one who helped me, really.
Yes.
And he was very polite when I saw him. This is my first impression. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good, yeah.
Yes.
He had nice people.
Yes.
And I meet nine really nice people. And at that time, I remember the Mrs. Diane again. I meet, and she said that somebody need to help me. At that time, it was Berkovich, do you remember?
Uh-huh,
he was
yeah.
physical education teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he was around me, and I was with him a couple of days. He provided me two, three nights. I slept mm-hmm. with him. And I was. And after that, I met Mr. Merritt. I met you, big different, like my family. Big different than previous when I work. I work at Reynolds High School. I was 10 years. I was TA over there. Same. Different people, different everything. Here, I want to tell you, like my home, like everything, and similar something. In Bosnia, when I worked in school, last school for 7 years, 500 students and 35 teachers. Similar like here,
mm-hmm.
7 years, very
yes,
interesting. Yeah.
Very similar.
And it was...
This is student journalist Bridget Mitchell, and this is the Bruin Radio interview of teacher Mr. Masanovic. You're listening to KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM.
I decided to stay here because good environment, good everything, where to move. And I cannot move anywhere. I'm living here close.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot move any no energy, move from place to place during the war, during everything. And, mm-hmm. and good, this is my family here, my house, everything. And you are the best family, really. And I have no one problem, and I have a lot of support from administration, same mm-hmm. for everybody, from my colleague, mm-hmm. and I'm glad, and I'm doing the best I can do for my job, mm-hmm. because I have support from you, and same time, I want to help students, to help everything what is possible to work. And I'm thankful to everybody. Thank you very much. This is a big difference. If you lost everything, I lost everything and came from place to place and stress from stress and now relax. It, in general, it's relaxed for me. Well, I become citizen 2005, citizen of America. And some teacher here, they didn't understand. They asked me, they were thinking that I am international teacher, some extent. No, I am a citizen of America. Mm-hmm. And for almost 13 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are certainly glad that you're here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And
Mr. Masanovic, what classes do you teach right now?
Just now, this year, I'm teaching chemistry, college chemistry, and physics.
Do you have a favorite class to teach? Or is there something in particular that you like about those subjects?
Do you know I have special classes that you... I like all classes, all... Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, normal, any teacher, they have something. But if I'm looking everything, I'm looking for students. They are equal to me, same. Mm-hmm. If something happened, I have, for example, I have five fingers here. If I cut here, pain, everything, and same. If I hurt my student, pain for them. Mm-hmm. And I want to help you. I don't like that they have pain. Mm-hmm. Same. I like as a student. I cannot tell now, normal, we need to help some students, they know what education is. Mm-hmm. Some students cannot understand that we are here to teach them what and they need to do. Mm-hmm. And I like our classes.
Yes. What's your favorite thing about teaching science?
Favorite?
Yeah, what do you like about teaching science?
Teaching science, for example, I like mostly particle chemistry because in chemistry it's my background mostly related to some physics. I like to work in lab, same one part of lab, and I have, for example, special. I like to teach students about electron configurations. Uh-huh. It's part that they need to understand everything they are going to college. Next step, and always they need this, and periodic table they need to know, and this part basic about, and mostly they have in chemistry they have math problem, we need to do in math problem this related to math. I like same time in my country I taught organic chemistry, biochemistry, same inorganic chemistry, but here is mostly inorganic chemistry, and. But this year I will teach same part of organic chemistry, some gases, thermodynamics mostly you are familiar, and I will do this some change, add something.
Today, some students came by and they were talking about the lab they did in your class, and how there was an explosion, and they loved it. And so, what were they learning about in that lab?
I did some demonstration today in front of them how to do everything.
Mixing these chemicals.
Mixing chemicals. And first I explained how to do. And I told my students today and this week, you will do something, but not like me. You have your procedures and your measurement different than my measurement. And when they started to do, the first day I looked and said, some explosion is coming. And I talked to them first when they started, said not dangerous. But second, I said, pay attention now, it's dangerous. Because they have learned from this, if they have different substance, different measurement.
They said it gave off a lot of heat.
Oh, a lot of heat, yes.
Why does it do that?
Heat is coming from calcium chloride first. And when they did second, they same. 20 grams calcium chloride, 20 grams in the baking soda, water, 20 milliliters, and 20 milliliters phenol red. And they put together and mixed. When they mixed very well, explosion coming because of gas inside. And after that, yeah, big explosion came. And some classes, they were successful. Some classes, they did something wrong, but again, we repeated. And they did very well. And very interesting for this lab, what I did. Student yesterday, they said, we want this lab, and we want to repeat again. Do you have some similar? And I told my student, it's true now. Yes, I have support from school. I got a new chemical solution. I got everything new. And I remember Mr. Merritt came in class last year when we had some lab, and you told me, if you need something, order everything we can do. Thank you very much. You order, I have ordered a lot of things. We have. Now we can do. I got it new. It was new and working everything. I have good support from you. Thank you.
That's what the kids need, much, right?
And that's I'm what talking, our students need. Yes, it's from you. If not chemical, I cannot do. Because we laid something. I did not have enough. But now we have enough for everything I will do. Only be careful. Student, I told him about safety glasses. They need to use today. Yeah, okay, they follow today, but yeah, they will do in the future. And everything they have observed, everything how it's working. The goal is the lab, what they did today, to observe what happened for color, what kind of color. And some, for example, they did with calcium. Anytime with calcium chloride, what they did is bar become temperature change and some quality. But if they put with baking soda, no change, no cold, continue, no warm. And the reason they know, and we will talk. We had lab and the students who did yesterday, some classes they did yesterday. Today, I gave some assignment to them to work, to find on computer, they found everything, some research, and they wrote for each calcium chloride, baking soda, water, and red, what we had, for one paragraph they wrote. And the second step on Monday, we'll talk, I'll add more things, what they have learned and how, and they will be clear more about this. And I will explain everything we have. Answer I prepared for them. But they know, they like, because we repeat not only this, three, four more different, around 5 to 6 plastic bags small we have. And they did, and different color, different temperature, and what happened, they need to tell. Because we talked before about inorganic compounds, and they have learned now. And now next step is spectrum, about spectrum, and they need same, the juniors need for test.
The spectrum of light.
Yes, spectrum of light. And this is spectrum of light, what we did today, atomic spectrum.
I saw those posters. That's what those are about, right? The posters in the hallway.
Yes.
Students did posters on the spectrum
of light. Yes, they need to know, because now it's coming electron configuration, and but they need to understand this. And I did, yeah.
I saw a few of the posters in the hallway, and I saw a number of them had the representations of light as a particle and light as a wave. Those were very interesting. And so they'd had a graph and with a line showing how the light particle moved. And then I also saw others with a prism breaking a beam of white light into its component parts in the spectrum. And those were fantastic posters. How did students make those?
They make to know before I talk a little with them, and they said, okay, you can use book and take from book something and you add. First they have read, and after they did, they have learned something, and from book some things, and they expand more, they added. And same topics, but different, you saw different, same topic, spectrum. What you saw, but a little different, because they did in different way, different groups.
Yes, I organized two groups. Were different, which is great.
Yeah,
representing what they learned in different ways.
And yes, not same one group. And they will learn now if they are.
They're calling for you.
Yeah, they just asked for you at the... It's okay, we'll continue with this one.
Keep it going.
Okay. So we asked about classes, we asked about chemistry. Let's talk about physics class a little bit, too. Ms. Mitchell, could you say, tell me about your physics class and what students have been learning in physics class?
I know absolutely nothing about physics.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can teach me while we're doing this. So you have a physics class. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what you're doing right now in physics.
Oh, just now we are talking about the gravitations, and we work before now and connection with Newton's three laws, yeah, everything how to do and related to math, same how to work math problem and experiment. They have some experiments, lab experiment. Or we talk about gravitation, Kepler's law, or three today just we talk and we'll see more for math. But in physics, we are working, we have many things. Physics is related to chemistry some, and they will do some. I like to give student projects about nuclear energy mostly. Nuclear energy, because they learn more about this. And the same, physics is very important for students if they are going to be doctor or dentist. To be dentist, the X-ray, yeah, radiation, and everything we talk about. This that they know and
yeah, I just got my root canal done just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they did it, they had to take a lot of X-rays around the area that they would have to do a root canal. Mm-hmm. How would you put that into physics?
In physics, only I explain to them how to do, and probably if they decide to go to X-ray to be dentist or something, they need more practice. They need more to do. I don't know if they decide to how to go. If you go to dentist, maybe they will do with X-ray,
yeah,
special to show how to. This is second part, but this is theory mostly. I'm not doing experiment on practice.
Yeah,
but this is one. Yeah, good for X-ray. They need to put something here and change. If you go to dentist, can do.
They've a little bit gotten it. That was the old way that they did it. I remember doing that when I was super young, but now they do it in a way where they don't even have to put anything there, sort of. Mm-hmm. They have just like a little camera that's like a little bit far away.
So far, yes.
Yeah, it's like a far away, and they don't have you put anything in your mouth. You just kind of open your mouth,
mm-hmm,
and they take a picture, or sometimes they'll have a little camera now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little camera on a...
On an arm
stick thing that they just kind of like shove back there, and then they take the picture. Sometimes you have to bite down on it. And
This is new technology. They are working with new technology, nanotechnology, and many things. It's new, yeah. It's change, yeah.
Yeah.
Because technology now change everything.
Yeah, when I mentioned that thing where it's like a big tube and it goes against your face and you bite down that little plastic thing, when I mentioned that to the nurse, they had no idea what I was talking about. Because it's been gone for so long, and I'm like, I'm not that old.
I'm teaching students some parts of this, or I mentioned, but not deeply or inside in this part. But they can use this. For X-ray, X-ray for dentist, dental.
So what is physics class?
Physics class is mostly they are learning about science, about complete science. Now science in physics, we can include many topics, many chapters we are doing. For example, we have in physics, for example, Einstein, Albert Einstein. Yeah, he's one who was physician and mathematician, same, and relativity and everything. How to in physics, same student they can learn about velocity, about and they can speed and everything, this is one thing. But mostly in physics, what I interested, maybe NASA working, everything is observation about moon, maybe about moon, how to moon and how to prepare everything and go, or that this more orbit and what we talk about today, some things what I mentioned already, gravitation, yeah, about it. And physically, especially we have physics, for example, they are working in energy, couple energy. We talked before, I needed to be here, about energy with many kind of energy, solar energy, one things, hydro energy,
yeah,
atomic energy. And now this physics is same important for us see how is working nuclear energy, for example, nuclear energy or mostly control in all the world, how to make control. For example, we have now some problem is related to science and physics related North Korea. Now what happened? We need to, yeah, to check everything because they are not thinking well, they can do bad things. Physics is for mostly all military, they are using same physics parts.
Yeah.
That's what I tell you. But related, yeah, to chemistry.
So if a student was trying to get into a physics type of occupation, what would you do to help them?
Oh, if they want to go, I'll talk to students and they'll work on projects, maybe on project if they, what they interested first, what kind of project and what they want to study. For example, I have one student, she was my student in chemistry and she's studying now at Oregon State University, I think physics same. And she's doing some interest, I don't know what part, but first if they want to study physics, I'll ask them what you want and what parts. And I'll work on projects and I will explain everything. And when they want to go, for example, one of my experience, and I work for high technology company, mm-hmm, for 4 years. We make wafer for chips. And it was related, our customer Intel, 60% is they from wafer they make chips, and yeah, this part of physics same. Physics they can go and work. They can work. They start, for example, after high school they can work in clean room to prepare everything. How they pay very well. They can be leader, same good leader, and observe. They work in lab. They work not in lab. And today everything is Silicon Valley, for example, here from California, same similar. Everything is physics part of, you have chips, you have everything, what working, TV, radio, everything is physics, yeah. That they can do this. This is my opinion. And I have experience, I worked with physicians, some people, my colleague, when I worked for one company. At that time, yeah, I didn't have a good position, but I met in physics.
What are some of the chemistry occupations that someone could get into?
Oh, if you have chemistry, that depends. If you have your bachelor's degree in chemistry, you can work in lab in some company. You can work same for government, in government if some need research, same to work. And mostly in chemistry, if you finish, or chemical engineering, if I include it, you work in company, good company, they pay very well, this high technology company. And they can work, same chemist, can work in lab, in hospital, in analyze, in especially in lab, in hospital, because they need to make some analyze, and this one things. They can work same criminology, yes. They can work in for police, for everything. If something happened, they can discover DNA, same chemist can work.
Think of the name of that.
Teacher, they can be teacher, same.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name for investigative science. Forensics.
Oh, just I order now one from chemical solution, something, when I order one of flour will be there. They can do, yes. Or they are to find, for example, in chemistry, if you watch movie or you see everything, the investigation about some, I don't know, suicide killer or something, again, chemist coming and looking there. For example, criminology, some people, they are working and they will come in love and said, oh, please find this, what is it, blood, DNA, everything you can find. This is one of, and part of criminology, they are working this huge job.
Speaking of chemistry and forensics, I heard there was an incident over at Wild Rivers. Could you tell us about that?
Oh, about pizza restaurant? About
pizza. Yeah, the pizza.
I would like to tell you what happened. It was 19, December 19, before 5 o'clock. I needed to go to check something in bank. I need to go, I have something to do. And my wife, she late a little more. And good that I didn't go. And just I was in my apartment. I came back by my car. I'm going and two ladies, they stop by car. Jeep, I think, big car. And they stop. And one lady came to me and said, please, we need your help. And I'm looking, I don't know who is she. And said, do you know in pizza restaurant over there, your student, they are student explosion, explained to me. And I said, I don't know what is it. And she explained me that I have some student that something happened. And I tell, okay, I will see, I need to talk with somebody how to go. And she said, okay, and she gave phone to me and I talk, I think sheriff talked to me and said, yes, we need your help because here some explosion continue, they cannot stop. If they stop someplace, explosion, all this big, like 3-4 rooms from here, everything explosion. And I didn't know, and I said to her, my student over there and they are working, I know that they are working. In my mind, my student, everything what happened with me, I don't care, students over there, I need to step. And any kind of help, if I can help, I will go.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I will follow you. And said, okay, go with me. And I followed. When I came over there, they really, when I came, I surprised. They opened door for me and the fire department. They opened door. When I saw over there, around 5 sheriffs, they are at investigation started. I don't know, in my mind, I don't know what happened, anything. And they called me, oh, you are a teacher? I said, yes. And they show, we cannot stop, look here what happened. And they stop, like, explosion, detonation a little.
Yeah.
And we talk and they show me video saying what happened and what you think, what is it, how to do. And do you know the first impression, I cannot explain many things in my mind, and I'm looking where are people first, and they said over there evacuation almost 2 hours, they evacuate everybody, and they talk to me, and I'm looking, I only ask him, I don't know what happened, I don't know who put nothing, do you have basement? Oh, they said no, and I ask one, yeah, I think we talk about Vare. And no, and we talk about how to protect this. And they mention what they have inside, and we mention about, we talk about baking soda. And I said, good, if you have baking soda, because I know neutralization is coming, baking soda is coming, give me baking soda. If you have baking soda, in my mind, yes, when we talk everything. They said, we have enough. Bring and we'll see. And I'm thinking about neutralization. If something happened in this case, I don't know what is it. Nobody tell me what it is. And if you put baking soda, maybe over that part, it was part of acid or explosion, but I know already some bomb they prepare. And it was panic a little. And I said, okay, baking soda we'll put, if I'm thinking, if maybe this acid, if base need vinegar, but bring baking soda, and they, together we talk, they put a lot of it, and when we started, step by step, when I start and everybody start, stop no more. And go around, put everything back in. So then it's happened, everything stopped, and they said, we are happy now. It was almost half hour. Yeah. And they around me and there. And I will give credit, this good credit for high school, good. But same good credit for manager who is who is over there in restaurant. He was very helpful. Sheriff, same, they help, fire department, everybody help. But I was, or they didn't do anything. They looking for me, what happened. I said, okay, we will do, and we did. I was very happy. It was sad day for me because of students over there and people, and good day that we resolve everything. After that, I meet my students over there. They are one place. They worked over there, around six students at that time. They worked over there. And we resolved this. We resolved it back in. So that I did one part complete. And fire department, same. They did, and sheriffs around. And they asked me, like, short interview. And they sent to newspaper, five newspapers. They wrote, did you read? Yes. Yeah. It was good. And now my goal about this, I'm talking about my students, that they need to learn, and we learn about baking. So if something happened, like this, what is it?
So, Mr. Marasanovic, is there anything that you would like to tell the people of Brookings?
Okay, if they, the best thing we need to support each other the best here. Everything what happened, and we are good community here. Good community and trust each other, to be trusted. And same for parents, they need to support schools and work with teacher closely. We need to work close to teacher, to parents and parents to teacher. And complete for students, they need to recognize the Brooklyn Harbor School. Good school, and we have good teacher. Everybody thinks positive and want to help students, and to find good solution for students that they will be successful in life. And I know that we have many students. They need help. What kind of help will help? At same time, I want maybe more communication with parents, to call parents, or maybe if they come here, we can talk about students. I want to see, I'll be very happy to see that all students progress and they are successful in life. Everything is possible. Everything, we don't know, we have people with, from small house become big people, yeah? And they can do everything. Only more support for each other and understand each other. I'm here and we are here to help students. And students, parents, they need to think positive everything. For everything. Positive and successful. No?
Positivity is the greatest thing.
Yeah. Never negative, yes.
That was perfect. Ms. Mitchell, let's say, Mr. Masanovic, thank you very much for coming.
So, Mr. Masanovic, thank you very much for coming.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're always welcome here on Bruin News. If you ever have anything to say, just come and say it.
Okay. Thank you.
You've just listened to an episode of Bruin Radio Interviews, an hour-long interview show brought to you by the students and staff of the Brookings Harbor High School in partnership with Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW. Content for this program is provided by the Brookings Harbor High School. To view the credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.
This is KCIW LP, broadcasting at 100.7 FM in beautiful Brookings, Oregon.